Blog Talk Radio.
I was like still in the office when I first called in, so it would have been a bad look for me to start like.
No, games, just for you, Mick. Lou, how you doing, Lou? Lou.
He's playing with his dog.
Jesus Christ, Louis. The week. You're the weakest, Lou. Nobody can hear anything you're saying, if you're saying anything, because you're the weak. I think Christy's here. Well, fuck Lou. Lou, you called in, but you're a piece of shit. I think Christy's here. Christy?
Yeah, what's up?
Yay!
What's up?
Yay!
What are y'all talking about?
How Lou called in but apparently didn't say anything because he sucks. He might call back. I guess I should pay attention on the switchboard. But fuck him. We don't need his fat, stupid ass. Fuck you, Lou. Jag off.
That's violent.
How you guys doing? Oh, there he is. Let's see if
I'm fine. I was helping my aunt,
okay.
Jana.
Lou, are you back? Lou, you back with us?
You didn't unmute me.
What up?
I was helping my auntie.
Lou, are you alive? You alive here, Lou?
I'm fine. Can you hear me now?
A little bit, sort of.
Little bit.
Where are you? Are you trying to get back across the border from Mexico?
Are you in a Mexican prison?
I need some bail money. I need some bribery money to get out of here.
Oh, yeah? Well, get in line.
Are you home in New Jersey?
Yes, sir.
That's the worst. I think that's the worst thing anyone could ever say about their life.
No. Back home in New Jersey.
Dude, if you're in Jersey, at least you can play online poker on, like, this fascist state of New York we live in.
Really?
Yeah, but he can play online poker, but he's in Jersey. There's a huge trade-off.
Why is it called the Garden State when it should be called the Armpit of America?
It is called the Armpit of America.
Oh. I was helping my Auntie Donna try to get some money.
Oh, shit, selling what?
Well, it's going towards her twin son's college education. The cutoff deadline is Friday at 5
sure
p.m. And she's
I don't believe
short.
Any of this.
What?
You mean
bail money?
She's trying to smuggle Lou across the border.
No, I'm not. Right. I don't care about him. I was telling you. I care nothing of him or his well-being. And he can stay in jail for all I care. He probably deserved it.
I was
greeting
people for an open house in my office. That's nice. So.
Well, strangely enough, I don't care about anything that either of you are talking about right now.
That's
But Lou, where did you go for the last week? Where were you?
Outside of Cancun.
Cancun.
He went to discount Cancun.
yeah. Cancun's kind of discounting itself, though.
It's Cancun.
Cancun.
You went to Cancun, Lou?
It's like Cancun, but really discounty and cheap.
And then you can't even get the kind of shit you could get in Cancun, like you can't even buy a donkey show.
No.
In Cancun. Like the whole reason, like Cancun's motto is no. Like that's the sound slogan.
Don't even think about it.
No. Period. Can we get a donkey show? No.
No. How about a taco? No.
No. A nacho hat? No.
Nothing. Can't.
He went to Cancun.
Big ass margarita? Nope.
No.
Can I get a small ass margarita? No.
Can I get a drink and a coconut? You can get it in a walnut. Fair enough.
A walnut.
Can I get a ride back to Cancun? No.
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 Matter of fact, you go to jail just for asking.
So, did you enjoy yourself?
No.
Did you have a good time out in the country of Mexico?
Yeah, I went to the beach, avoided the citizens, you know, just like a good tourist.
That's good.
Yeah,
oh.
I saw a little bit of some ruins, some Mayan bullshit.
So you avoided the white people pitfalls when they go to foreign countries?
Yeah.
The white people traps? Like, yeah, you people can't stop getting abducted. Stop talking to people. Don't talk to the locals.
I thought the entire country of Mexico was a white people trap. I thought the
it
whole
is.
Purpose of Mexico was to get, was to cut, like, it's like a trade-off. Like, they send all of the small Mexicans out here. Louis and I discussed this years ago. There's a contingent of very large Mexicans. We've only seen a few of them. Like, Danny Trejo, for example, is
right.
a big Mexican. He's right. one of the few that's actually crossed over here and betrayed his fellow big Mexicans by showing us what they look like. They send all the small ones over here to basically batter against the walls of America, climb over the fences, climb under the fences, you know, get all the jobs. Exactly. Send all the money back while the big Mexicans stay back in Mexico and laugh and trap white people.
And chop off their heads and ransom their bodies back to their parents.
Yes, and chopping off people's heads and stuff like that. And you know, so it's a, so they their stories, like nobody actually, like white people don't actually come back from Mexico with great stories about how it was. Like all of the stories you hear about how great Mexico was are from Mexicans. Like it's all hearsay. And nobody's like, yeah, I came back from Mexico and it was great. No, it's like, oh yeah, my friend, he just came back from Mexico. They're great. He's on the payroll. He's on the big Mexican payroll.
My sister went to Mexico. She honeymooned there. She had a good time.
She's
it
on
rained.
The payroll. I'm telling you, she's been had every which way by a big Mexican. She's been
the only
had
thing she
every.
About is the weather. It was raining at the time.
Yeah, so that's perfect. That's perfect. It's like the Matrix. It can't be perfect. People won't go there if it's perfect.
Right.
Right.
She went there on her honeymoon, had a good old time, but it was raining.
She's on the payroll. She was anally, vaginally, and orally molested by big Mexicans. Two to a hole.
No.
Big Mexicans. Have to get out of there alive. She had to tell.
Two to a hole. I'm telling you, Christy.
Her bus got stuck. When they were driving across the landscape, I guess her bus got stuck. That was
her bus. And she was taken by big Mexicans. Believe it or not, big Mexicans have barbs on their penis.
No, they winched the truck out and she went on with her vacation. She came back unmolested.
And she's on the payroll. She said she's on the payroll. So
that's
the way it works. You can't throw logic into this bit. That's not your job.
Oh. No, I just don't like the idea that my sister gets gang raped, though. You know, we can do another scenario. Like,
what's going on? Why did Christy keep bringing up rape? I don't understand.
I don't know. Why did you go straight to rape? I never said anything about rape. I said she was had by them. I didn't say anything about rape.
Oh, okay.
Willing participants.
No. My sister's not even that kind of person. My sister's the polar opposite of me.
How would you know? What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
No, my sister's opposite than me. My sister's a saint. I don't know.
So you're saying if you were to go to Mexico, you would be taken by Mexicans two to a hole?
No, I would have a good-ass time. I would take them
well,
two
that,
to a hole.
I mean, to some people, that is a good-ass time.
Amen.
Specifically the big Mexicans.
I would end up
Anyway, the point is that the big Mexicans, what they do is they get white people to go over there and they keep them. And that's an exchange for the small Mexicans that they send over here. Now, I've heard rumors that there's a genetic experimentation going on over there where they turn white people into the small Mexicans, which is why they have so many of them.
No.
See, that's what I was going to ask. Like, I was going to ask, if you go on, like, one of their street corners, are you going to see, like, eight random, like, white Americans standing outside waiting for this morning for, like, our labor?
No. No, I don't think so.
That would, you know what? That would be the best thing that ever happened to the world. If you could go down to Mexico and get off a highway exit, and there's just, like, a bunch of white guys standing around in the morning, like, that would be fantastic.
That would.
It's kind of like the old joke where, like, all the Mexicans work at KFC and all the black people work at Taco Bell. Kind of thing. Like, they just they should turn that around.
To be fair, I've never actually seen anyone work at either of those two places.
No one works at that place. It's just a scam.
The funniest thing ever is when you go to like a fast food place and there's white people there. That trips me out.
When there's what? White people there?
It doesn't happen around here. But
it's in Florida, all over the place. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and if you go across the country, pretty much every other place in the country
there's
fast food
places
is like it's all white people.
Right. It just makes me laugh. Like, it's funny to me.
I don't understand why that's funny, Nick. That's incredibly racist of you.
Listen, I'm just reporting on what I see, okay? The environment I was raised in.
So, Lou, you went to Machu Picchu?
That's in Peru, not Mexico.
It's in Peru.
Peru, Mexico. Lou, are you still there? You're still there with us, Lou.
Luca Carlos.
Hold on. I think he disappeared. Hold on. Let me put him back on here. Lou!
There we go. I don't know what you did.
There you are. How long have you been? Well, I mean, if you don't keep fucking disappearing, I won't have to keep checking the switchboard to put your ass back on, bitch.
What can I tell you? Machu Picchu is in Peru, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's what Mick just said. Yeah. But I said about Peru, Mexico.
The same way. Right? Yeah. I was near there. Closest I'll ever be, probably.
Were you with us during the part where Mick said that in Mexico, if you get off a highway exit, there's a bunch of white guys standing around?
Yeah.
Are they like selling stuff and squeegeeing your car?
No, they're just waiting.
Selling oranges.
They're just
waiting.
Waiting
for work down there.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, as much as we have like around this area, as much as we have Mexicans standing on the streets, like pretty much up and down, everywhere from White Plains down to the Bronx here, we have that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen anyone get picked up.
Oh,
like,
I know
they do, because the faces change.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I have, but it wasn't in Florida. It was in Alabama. A guy came by in, like, a moving truck, and, you know, he talked for a little bit, and, like, six of them climbed in the back, and he was off. And the rest of
them
was
a sex slavery ring that you would
have. It was Alabama. Who knows what the intentions were?
If it was in Alabama, there was rape involved. That's, I think, the safe bet.
I don't know. I would like to think it was a happier scenario, like they're going to a farm somewhere. But
no, you're an idealist. We have no room for those on this show.
Well, it could have been the truth, though. But I don't know. Alabama sex ring.
I had an ex-worker who used to do that, you know, wait for work at places like that. He said once that him and his nephew used to get picked up for sex by old housewives.
Oh,
really?
That's horrible. That's absolutely
horrible.
No, it's not. That's horrible. That means that there's a lot of old dudes who are going to work thinking everything's okay, and while they're at work, their wives are picking up Mexicans to do them.
Well, to be fair, it could be a domestic, you know, courtship, you know, a civil union, you know. It doesn't have to all be women. Could be a house husband.
No, it's probably women.
I have a hard time.
Don't you know this? According to movies, gay guys only have sex with young Laotian boys.
Oh.
Right.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Or Vietnamese. Young Asian men. And possibly young Spanish men. Possibly. I think that does count.
Yeah.
But let me bring one of the actual topics of the show. So, do you guys know who the actor James Avery was?
Yes.
Uncle Phil.
Who?
Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Maybe even a month ago.
Uncle Phil, what's that from?
Fresh Prince.
From the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, man.
All right.
I know you watch that show. Everybody watch that show.
Of course, Uncle Phil. Fatty Phil died,
So Uncle Phil passed away. I don't know if people realize just how much shit this guy did. Like he was the voice of Shredder on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles also.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Wow, cool? I didn't know that, but now that you mention it, yeah, it totally makes sense.
And Louis, yeah. he was actually the voice of a character on Fist of the North Star as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Well, that's because the only thing you've ever watched, Christy, is Fist of the South Star, and that's a whole different movie.
No, I told you I don't like porn.
Fisting of the back door is what you
said. I don't actively seek it out.
Fist of the Brown Star, I believe that's what it was called.
There you go.
No, if it
so,
was
yeah,
like...
So Uncle Phil died, and the nation mourned of the loss of its Uncle Phil. There's only one Uncle Phil.
There is.
True.
That guy was a
there
were
two,
big...
There were two on there.
There's
only one Uncle Phil.
Yeah, there were two on there. I love that.
Tyra Banks was on the Fresh Prince at one time.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks.
Yeah. I remember her wearing hats so that her forehead wasn't as angry as it usually is.
I remember those big mom jeans she liked to wear in those combat boots and the back of the hat. Not at all.
What was that movie that she's in? Higher Learning.
Higher Learning, yeah.
That
movie
was
great.
I like
love
that
movie. That movie was the biggest... We've talked about that movie on the show, but that... I have a real anger against that movie. I have a grudge against that movie. I do, because there was a scene where Christy Swanson and Jennifer Connelly were about to make out with each other, and I'll never forget. Like I wasn't watching the movie for that, but it was a pleasant surprise, and my pants were off, and I'm like, okay, here we go. This is a lovely surprise right here. I didn't expect to masturbate to Higher Learning, but it was going to happen. And then it didn't.
Yep.
And then Jennifer Connelly, I think, morphed into some dude.
How horrible is that?
That was the worst. That was the worst thing that could have happened to me. I think my entire adulthood is framed off of that disappointment.
Then you watched Requiem for a Dream, and you were okay with yourself again.
No, because there wasn't really like. There wasn't really chick-on-chick action in Requiem for a Dream. It was very impersonal.
Yeah. I love that movie, too, by the way.
No, I mean, when Keith David popped up in Requiem for a Dream as the black guy that introduced her to the whole ass-to-ass scene, that's when I masturbated to Requiem for a Dream.
Ass-to-ass. Yep.
Not the ass-to-ass part, but the Keith David part. That's what I masturbated.
Close up on his lips and eye on his mouth when he says it.
Yes.
Yes. We had a friend who, and it's weird, too, because I never thought that he would have been any proponent of censorship at all. But Louie and I know this kid, Eric, who we went to Blockbuster, and I think we rented Requiem for a Dream, and it was... Blockbuster used to Christian edit their movies, even movies like Requiem for a Dream. They would edit it so that they would minimize the vulgarity somehow. And they edited out most of the ass-to-ass scene. And Eric said that was okay because he didn't like the ass-to-ass scene because it was too jarring for him. But that's kind of what the movie was about.
Yeah, that movie's close. Everyone that I've ever turned on to that movie kind of dislikes me because I turned him on to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Because it's depressing. It's earth-shattering.
Yeah, you can't watch that, like, every day.
To be honest with you, I've only watched it once, maybe one and a half times. I can't watch it more than once. It's horrible.
I've watched it twice, maybe three times already.
Yeah, exactly. Twice, maybe three times. It's terrible. I mean, it's amazing, but it's horrible.
It's a great movie, but it's not. Mick, have you seen Requiem for a Dream? Did you see that movie?
I have not.
You need to at least one.
That.
But you got to prepare yourself. You can't watch any. You got to have a nice, happy movie to go behind it, okay? You just can't just leave it there, you know?
Mick, please. That movie is like ponies and unicorns to Mickey. Like, that's, that movie is not depressing to him. He would, that's like, Mick lives on a level of, like, House of Sand and Fog. Like, that's how, that's how much, he just. Requiem for a Dream would be like a Care Bear movie to him.
Have you seen the Ice Storm with Elijah Wood and all that in him?
No.
That's a pretty, it takes place in the 70s. That's all I got to say. It's a cool movie to watch.
You know, a movie I can't watch again, I saw once in the theater, I won't ever watch it again, is Mystic River. I cannot watch that movie again.
Oh, yeah. That's a one-time movie, too. Yeah. I watched it on the big screen.
You saw Mystic River, right? It was Sean Penn.
Oh, Mystic River, yeah. Great movie, but yeah.
I watched it on the big screen. I actually spent money on that and went to the theater and saw it. And I haven't seen it since. Not a copy, not a DVD, you know, on TV. They play it on TV. I can't watch it again. It was depressing, too.
That movie was miserable.
Yeah. It was gut-wrenching.
It was. It was a fucking great movie. Like, it was just like roller coaster after roller coaster. But you just, I mean, even the, like, there was no justice at all. Like, the ending was just flat and right, but still horrible.
Yeah. Got no satisfaction. You felt like, But it was great. It deserved what it got.
Like, the whole movie kind of builds you towards your own suicide. Like, you want to kill yourself throughout most of the movie, and then at the end, like, it hits you so evenly that you can't even muster, like, the apathy is so great that you can't even muster the suicide attempt after that. You're just like, man, I don't even, like, dying seems boring at this point.
Well, he died, and look what happened to him. Look how he turned out.
Terrible.
We just got on. I mean, were we supposed to talk about things? I mean, didn't you leave the show saying something crazy last time?
Yeah. I said, Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones were looking for coffins in this big open storage site. Like, they could get onto it. There was no security. Really, like, it was just this big place with a lot of what they thought were coffins. It turns out they were grave liners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just what people use before they put a coffin in a grave site to keep the dirt from collapsing in before they dump the coffin in there. Like, the big secret that they, you know, they show these piles and piles and piles of these big plastic things. Oh, you can put four bodies in each one of these, and, you know, but how many immigrants are coming to the U.S. and being detained until they die and then dumped in unmarked graves, and what they found were industrial grave liners. Like, they weren't coffins. Alex Jones is a moron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a bombastic loudmouth tool, you know. You remember that Morton Downey Jr.? Okay, it's another one of those.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Michelle Bachmann is the queen of that, remember, with her.
Yeah, but, like, Alex, see, the thing is, like, Alex Jones is, and I hate to use this word because it doesn't really apply to any of them, but Alex Jones is more intelligent than Michelle Bachmann. He's so fervent, like the foam that comes out of his mouth on a regular basis. Like, he never even wipes it away. It just kind of cakes on his face. Like, he's a maniac.
A raving dog.
He really is a raving lunatic. Like, it's rare that you get to see something like that. Like, Kanye West is now a raving lunatic, but Alex Jones has been a raving lunatic for years.
It would really bother
more me. Out of Kanye to get out of him. We got years of that.
Yeah.
What did you say, Lynn?
The Alex Jones guy, Bill Hicks's best friend, is a big fan and proponent of Alex Jones.
Yeah, I think that's why they kind of lost touch towards the end of Bill Hicks's life. It was too insane for even him. I think I read that they kind of diverged on that.
Yeah. That's just too much. That's crazy.
Yeah, Alex Jones is a fucking maniac, and his big reveal, his big surprise was industrial graveliners that they discovered.
What about the body? Give me the body.
Yeah, exactly. No, they couldn't find that. They couldn't find that at all. And it's sad because Jesse Ventura actually has some pretty interesting things to say, about the propaganda that we're fed on a regular basis. And that's not conspiracy theory, the way media is manipulated. It's not. I really don't care. Like, it's very. All you got to do is read a book called Manufacturing Consent by a guy named Noam Chomsky, he's awesome, and he outlines something called the propaganda model, which is a really easy read about the dissemination of information and how it goes and the way it's displayed to the public. And it's so well written that there's no question in your mind after you read it that it's true. Like, there's no way that it couldn't be true the way that he outlines it. I can't even describe it to you because I don't have the power of linguistics that he does. It's just,
that was good.
It's obvious.
Yeah, it's blatant. It's in your face.
Yeah.
I know, I'm reading, what is it, The Histories of America by him?
The People's History of America, Howard Zinn?
Yeah. Yeah. Howard Zinn. Yeah.
Mutual buddy.
Oh, he wrote some part of it in the book.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Chomsky contributed to it. That's a fantastic book. That should actually be the first thing, the first nonfiction book that anybody is handed in any sort of school system. Like, especially once you hit college, that should be required reading for everyone.
I say ninth grade, you can read. You should be able. That should be a part of your, U.S. history class. Hear history through the other person's eyes.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing once you read that book, just how much bullshit we're taught in schools about. Mick, are you still there? Still with us, Mick?
I'm still here.
Okay. Just, about the way, about America being formed, how that was, the colonies was a big joint effort by everybody, and everybody loved each other, and all this bullshit, and Thanksgiving,
right.
And all of that stuff is fucking garbage. It's not even like, it's not even just twisted in a little way. It's pure shit, the stuff that they tell you.
It's a lie agreed upon. It was like everybody came together and said, yeah, this is what we're going to tell people, how it started.
Mike, remember we went to a reading of that? I just thought about that.
Yeah, that's when we met Janine Garofalo.
Oh, really?
No. Janine Garofalo was another thing. We went to a reading of that, and Eli Wallach was there, and...
Was that the... I thought that was the one with Wallace Shawn and... Oh, no, we saw Janine Garofalo at that. What's that guy's name? Greg?
Yeah. No, Mark Crispin Miller. He's a
Mark Crispin Miller. That's
year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's where we saw Janine Garofalo. The other reading, Lily Taylor was there. Wallace Shawn, the guy who plays the fucking Sicilian in Princess Bride, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Howard Zinn was there. And Eli Wallach. Who just? I think he just died too. As a matter of fact.
No, don't say it ain't so.
It happens.
Eli Wallach was awesome. He was fucking awesome.
He's still alive. Still alive.
Is he? Did you look it up?
No, but he's still alive. I gotta hang out with him before he dies. Tuco, the real Tuco, not making breaking heads. Real Tuco.
Oh yeah.
The original Tuco.
So the other, let me try to get to the other thing, because this is really important before we leave the show. So Justin Bieber was in the news. I wanted Christy to be here for this. I thought she might like this. He didn't really do anything, but one of his hangers on, Justin Bieber apparently has two black manservants named Lil Twist. and Lil Za. Lil Za.
I thought it was Little Flip.
No, Lil Flip is somebody else.
Okay. But he hangs around the
Lil Twist is what you're thinking of.
Okay. He hangs around one of them, Miley Cyrus or...
Yeah, no, it looks like Eli Wallach is still alive. He's 98.
Oh, thank God.
Before you continue that Justin Bieber story, I remember listening to or seeing some interview with a black dude who's a rapper, and they asked him, well, what do you think about Justin Bieber right now? And I'll try to find it for you guys. He's like, well, Justin Bieber's committing one major mistake, and he mentioned someone else, too, that they did this mistake. That pretty much he's hanging out with black people. Like,
yeah.
Act black. And, you know, stop That's... hanging out with black people. Because, you know, you got it, you know. He's a rapper, like a low-level rapper. He's like, he's already accomplished what everybody wants, just to be famous and everyone, you know, on whatever, everyone on whatever level likes him, boys, girls, you know, that's what we're striving for, and he's fucking it up by hanging out with black people.
Throwing it all away, trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of his more egregious problems. I mean, the thing is, Justin Bieber, and I know you're never going to hear this, Justin Bieber, but I'm going to speak directly to you. I need you to do two things, Justin Bieber. One is understand that you're never, ever going to be black, ever.
Ever.
It doesn't matter how low you hang your shitty little fucking tight leather pants. It doesn't matter how many of your tidy, whitey, elastic bands that we can see. It doesn't matter how many shitty tattoos you get on your prepubescent body. It doesn't matter how many times you pull out your little sparrow chest in public, you are never, it doesn't matter how many fat, wide-brim, flat-brim caps that you put on your oversized Canadian head, you are never, ever going to be black, ever, ever. It doesn't matter how many black people are okay with you, you're never going to be black, ever.
There's two universal truths when it comes to black people. Haitians scare regular black people, and Canadians are no longer black people. Those are just it. So he would never.
He can never be a black person for many different reasons, and one of them is that he's Canadian. Yes, that's one of them. The other is that he's Justin fucking Bieber. He's never going to be black. Ever. Did you see what his hair looked like a couple of years ago? No black person. I mean, and black people have had some embarrassing-ass haircuts, like the Gumby. You guys do not take pride in the Gumby. There's no, people don't look back on the Gumby and are like, yeah, that was a great time in black America. No.
My dad had one. My dad had one.
Your dad had a Gumby.
Yeah, I know people who had one. So Bobby Brown had a goddamn Gumby, but you know what? Nobody's wearing them anymore. It's not a hairstyle that lasted. And one of Justin Bieber's hanger-ons, little twist, has a high-top fade. Okay? Mm-hmm. He's still trying to pull off a high-top fade. Okay? And I guess that's like the hipster. That's like a black hipster thing, I guess. Trying to bring back something, trying to rock something that's been dead since the 80s.
I kind of like that they brought it back. I kind of like that they brought it back.
Well, it's not back, Christy. It's not back. He didn't bring it anywhere.
Well, I'm just
Christy,
saying,
wasn't
like,
your dad old enough to know better at the time?
You know what I'm saying? Like 40 years old rocking a Gumby.
Well, he should.
How old is your old man?
He's in his late 50s.
He's late 50s.
This is
90s. So he was in his late 20s, 30s?
Yeah, he was probably in his 30s about.
Yeah.
In his 30s, He should have better motherfucking known better.
He liked it. He wore it, and a lot of people in the hood wore it. They rocked it.
I know.
I know. I remember. You know, MC Hammer had, if he didn't have a Gumby himself, one of his zoot-suited Hammer Pants backup guys definitely had one.
Oh, definitely. They had two of them in there that had it.
Yeah, I think there were a couple of Gumbies behind MC Hammer.
They went in opposite directions. So.
Right. They had one on each side.
Yeah, like both together. Yeah.
I believe when they stood together, you could stand a cube on its corner
Right.
Between them.
Exactly.
They had huge pants. That's all I remember. And huge
yes,
dumbies.
Yes, they did have huge pants. Yes. So
I hated
so Justin
those
Bieber.
Pants.
Everybody, look. I never understood the Hammer pants either.
I never got on that bandwagon or the.
I mean, look. They looked comfy because they didn't hang low. Like they weren't super low hanging. They just had a really low crotch. Like there was a lot
yes.
of material between the waistband and the knees.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe MC Hammer has like a really, really huge penis.
He does
like,
actually.
Like,
I remember back in the day. He wore spandex. Remember, he wore the spandex outfit, too, you know, hopping around on stage. And then I remember when his thuggin' days, when he came back out as just Hammer, not MC Hammer, he came out as just Hammer, and he had, like, what was it, Pumps and the Bumps? Yeah. You see it flopping around. Hammer is packing. I'm just going to say that.
Well, maybe that's why Hammer pants came. Maybe he needed the room for his He had a big juicy hog and it needed to flop around in freedom.
Right, and it didn't catch on because as many people were blessed, they couldn't pull it off.
Then
the
he wore this.
Was just jiggling his balls because they're so large.
So what was the explanation for the spandex? He wanted them snug, like close to him.
I don't know, trends. He was trying to get away from the MC Hammer days. So instead of having really loose pants, he went the opposite direction. It'd be like if Chris Cross was trying to get back into cultural spotlight and they wore their clothes the right way. You know, it was just the opposite.
Right.
Well, one is dead.
One is totally crossed out now. But
you know, I'm sure that's exactly what his life insurance adjuster said.
I can just cross this one off. That's good.
As he was marking it with red ink and crossing the name out, that's exactly what he says. He's like, look who's crossed out now. Totally
right, and he's like
crossed
this.
Out.
And he's wiggity whack.
He's wiggity dead.
I don't think they said that though. I don't think that's great, but I don't think they said that one.
But
anyway, quickly before we end, the other thing I'm going to need you to do, Justin Bieber, if you're still with us, if you're still listening, Justin Bieber, is to put a shirt on. There is no scenario that I can think of where your spindly little arms and your tiny little quail breast and your little boy nipples would be
slow clapping that
appropriate.
Yes.
I realize that there's a ton of prepubescent girls who are getting slimy down there for the first time and they don't know why. I know that's happening.
I feel like a predator when I watch him. It's like I can't watch this movie. I'm gonna go to jail. This is classified. It's like this is insane. I don't want to be looking at this. Little girl.
Well, I mean, considering that I'm pretty sure there's only one movie that he's in, and it's his concert movie, Christy, I think you sought it out to watch it. So I should feel like a predator because you are.
You forgot my daughter's 7. I have a 7-year-old daughter. She likes Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber and all that.
Nice try.
No, but it's
see,
true.
But that's what beating is for. That's what the time-honored tradition of parents beating their children is for.
No, I let her be into her own little taste. It's just that I don't. I'm, I can't
well,
be down with
it. Yeah, I can't tell you how to parent yours at little Zach De La Rocas, but I mean,
if that's what she wants to listen to, she likes country music.
I mean,
too,
but is there a reason why you have
country?
To watch it too?
No, I don't. That's why I say I'm checking out now. I just got to make sure that it's not like, you know, bad for you to watch. Okay, it's a Bieber movie. It's PG. So all right, I'm done. I'll come back in an hour.
Wow,
there's no reason for Justin Bieber to ever be shirtless, ever. I'm sorry.
It's awful.
Parents should be agreeing with me on this. There's no reason for that to ever happen.
I am agreeing with you. I am agreeing with you. Let's have a campaign to keep your damn shirt on. And just, can we have a campaign to keep girls' legs closed, too? Like, I don't want to see Paris Hilton or Britney Spears or anybody, Miley Cyrus. Can we start that campaign?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'm on board with that one.
I think that's just a sale, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I can get behind that one, sorry.
Forcing Miley Cyrus to keep her tongue in her mouth, though. I'll agree with you.
That, too.
Yeah, that might need to happen. But, I mean, you know, Accidental Beeve is okay with me. I really, I can't fight that.
Yeah.